Quality and consistency are key to any marketing success. And social media platforms are constantly updating their algorithms. They add new features, they change the rules of engagement continually, more so based on what their competitors are doing. So what worked last year may not work this year. And what works today, I can guarantee you, will not work in the next couple of years. So how frequently you post on social media really depends on a number of factors. Firstly, how the platform works, and then when your customers are on each platform that you choose. The ideal frequency for each post depends on the type of post, but it's generally recommended to post at least once a week. You can also break your posts up into different times of day, different days of the week, but again, it all depends on when your target audience is online. So why publish on social media at all? Well, there's really three big reasons. The first one is that when people are looking for something, they're going online to check. So they'll look at reviews on Google, and publishing on social media shows your leads and potential customers that you're actively in business. And a lot of people go to Facebook, especially to research companies and look for their level of authority and what they stand for. And if your Facebook page is incomplete and inactive, then quite often they might go with a competitor who is a lot more prominent on that particular platform. Secondly, it's easier to go viral. And basically going viral just means that you get in front of a lot more people. And then thirdly, if you're doing Facebook ads, they offer some of the highest return on investment for any of the social platforms that you can buy, especially if you've got retargeting set up. And that's something that we'll look at further down the track. Now, looking at your industry, here's a quick summary. But again, there is a caveat. You need to look at when your audience is online. And also, you've got to look at your schedule and have a look at the platforms that you decide to be active on. So Instagram, basically posts between 3 and 5 times a week. Instagram stories, every day or every second day. Facebook, posts at least once a day or every second day. LinkedIn, 2 to 3 times a week. TikTok, 3 to 5 times a week. Pinterest, at least once a week. And then Google My Business, 2 to 3 times a week is good, because your Google business profile, you actually show up when people are searching in Google. Having regular posts and regular content going up is highly recommended. Now, before you panic with the sheer number of the different posts, there is a reason that we started this training with a social media scheduler. With the three that we're looking at, Buffer uses Analyze, which actually gives you 3 personalized recommendations on when to post to maximize your reach for that particular week. If you want more great times to post, you can actually do a bit more of a deep dive into their analytics. Analyze will show you that information. Your reach is predicted from data from your previous posts and your followers' activity, and it is actually unique and personalized to your brand. Meta Business Suite, which is Facebook and Instagram, gives you the insight section, and that makes it a lot easier to figure out. And if you go into the audience tab, the insights will actually show you not only where your followers are located on Facebook and Instagram, but what time zone they're in, and often when they're online the most. So if you've been posting content regularly, you can also use the content tab to look for patterns. And Facebook will also tell you when your followers are most active at a particular time. So it makes it a lot easier when you're scheduling your posts. And Canva, well, Canva simplifies life by letting you schedule or post directly after designing some content. There is really no actual reporting or valuable insights. If you click on the post itself in the planner, it will give you the reach insights, but it won't actually tell you the best time to post. That is a bit of a rundown on how often you should post. Again, there are no hard and fast rules. The most important thing is that you show up and that you be consistent, because ideally that is what's going to get you in front of your ideal audience. In the next lesson, we're going to be covering how you can take one piece of content and put it across a number of different platforms.